Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love it. Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. Man. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after all, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews,
chapter 1, educator.
I'm leaning to the right. The light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out, and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it. From the planet Mars. I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my buds need to be in the psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing
Rejoice in the Lord, Master Farad Muhammad. You are now tuned into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth. You are tuned into the voice of an entire nation. You are now listening to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our Redeemer and Savior for coming in our midst and leaving the greatest gift that can be given to any people at any time, at any place, in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. That's Hiram1555.com. All praises due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, brothers and sisters. I have two of my boys in studio with me this morning, and I want them to listen to the truth as we deliver God's message as given to us through his apostle, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, without addition, without subtraction, because who knows, they may be the bearers of the wisdom and the power of God soon. All praise due to Allah. Let me get to something, brothers and sisters. I want to say to you, all hell is breaking loose. You might not want to believe this. Let me say it again to you. All hell is breaking loose, and the devil sees his reign evaporating or dissipating at a enormous speed that is almost unfathomable. I remember listening to some of the lectures of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and some of the table talks when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says the devil will act as though he is all powerful and on top of things, but when God speaks up the judgment, and I'm paraphrasing, he said the devil would be stunned by the speed of which God would bring them to their knees, and how things would go and become more chaotic as time passes by, minute after minute and hour after hour. We would see economic desperation and more signs of war, which brings us to the point of the show today. That thought is what made me schedule the show, economic desperation and signs of war. Because listening to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and then going and listening to the news, it dawned on me that everything that this man has said, especially on these subjects, is bearing more fruit today than any theologian, scholar, or so-called man of God, or wise one has ever said. Every word that he said is being borne out in news events and in the government turmoil. Do you see the heads of state? Do you see Europe now in turmoil? You know what this is going on? You know what's going on here? Allah is breaking the unity of the white man. Some of you don't realize that. To break the power of the world, you must break some of the strongest pillars of the world. And the white man's pillar of power, one of the main ones, was he had always been able to divide non-white people. But no matter how much he and his brothers or sisters disagreed, they all united in the cause of world domination. You see it in their policy today. They have caused so much havoc, so much hell, so much mischief in the world. They manufacture 90+% of all of the weapons on the face of the planet Earth, right? They have prosecuted all of the wars on the face of the planet Earth, whether covertly or overtly, they are involved in these things, right? We see this going on. Yet they need a missile shield to protect them from a missile coming to their shores. They can bomb them on yours. They can drop them on yours, but they want to be protected from your retaliation. That's the sign of a bullet. As long as I can hold the advantage over you, as long as I can hold your life for ransom, everything is okay. But in a time where all of the power of this man is being reduced before the world, he is frightened now at what he sees, but he cannot get an economic missile shield because God is lobbing all sorts of economic bombs on America, on Europe, on Australia, on Canada, on New Zealand, and all of the white nations today. The economies are in turmoil. The currencies continue to decline in true value, regardless of what your stock market say. Purchasing power remains the key barometer, right? And they say today's dollar can only purchase 14 cents of the pre-1913 dollar. Isn't that something? The Canadian dollar is in turmoil. The New Zealand dollar is in turmoil. The Australian dollar is in turmoil. And if we look over to Europe, we see the euro or the European dollar in turmoil. Why? I continue to ask you. Because some of us, we refuse to think, why is all of this thing metastasized in 2015? Because the grace period is up. How can Elijah Muhammad be so mathematically correct, yet you pay him little mind? But you can quote Jim Rogers. You can quote a medley of other scholars of this world. But Elijah Muhammad had taught us these things long before they ever uttered a word and before they ever came on the scene. He is telling us about economic desperation because the system is imploding and signs of war. We are getting a taste of that today. And I wanted to make sure that I had the best news clips to reinforce this subject today. Because we're going to go into this subject, I'm going to let you hear exactly what this devil is saying about his situation and the plight that he is facing. Because he sees no hope. Fear is everywhere. He knows that his system is imploding. He knows that the time of his reign is over. He knows that a new world is in the process of being established as the old world dies off. This is suffering massive hemorrhaging right now. It has blood loss that cannot be repleted. Don't you see? They're constantly trying to replete the blood. The blood of the civilization is their currency, right? And so they're doing everything by quantitative easing, trying to give more IV to the patient that is brain dead. They have the whole entire Anglo system on life support, but they don't want to tell the family of the system that the whole thing is dead. And sooner or later, no matter how many drugs, no matter how much IV or blood they pump into the system, they're going to have to reveal it sooner or later that it's just a corpse on a machine and they must pull the plug because it has become absolutely unfathomable and unrealistic to keep this system on life support when it's dead. We are reaching that point. But America's number one. She points to China. She points to, but she's number one, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us. He says, Allah manifests the fall of America. And we ask the question, why? Elijah Muhammad goes and tells us. He desires to make America's fall as a warning to her brothers in Europe. See, the reason she is suffering so much is because we have suffered so much. What did the Bible tell us? That Allah would give them a double portion of what they have delighted in giving out. And this is what you're seeing today. White privilege is collapsing. White wealth is collapsing. The idea of white greatness is imploding upon itself. The corruption and the wickedness, because it was established in iniquity and it founded in sin. And on the blood of our ancestors. The blood of our ancestors are crying out to God. Liberate my people as you have promised me. Do away with those who tried to do away with us. We see that now, right? We see the entire system in chaos. I want you to pay close attention. I hope the devil does not I can't expect him not to act his nature, but I hope he allows us in such a civilized way to play these clips, because these clips are what you need to hear in this time of the judgment. And I'm feeling, seriously, I'm feeling that he may try to stop us, but let us see. I want you to pay close attention to this.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that at the end of the interview. It's been kind of a rough experience for you. But anyway, let's start with the main thing, and that is, you know, you've been calling me through the week saying, I know they want to have war. That what they're doing is obviously they want to have war. And the last week you were telling me in the pre-interview that Saudi Arabia is increasing production. Is that another war sign?
Greg, this goes back to the premise that I believe I'm more than certain that your listeners are well aware, and I know you are as well. We're in an environment of grand, and I mean grand, manipulation of every single asset class across the spectrum. Now, what's going on here, and this is as clear as day to anyone who has their eyes open, has to understand this premise here. We are engaged, deeply engaged, in an economic war against Russia. Now, this is a collective collusion that is very, very scary here. What am I referring to? Well, the comment that you just said here, we just found out that the OPEC nations have increased their production of oil despite the fact that we have seen crude oil fall 60% or more since its high. Does that make any sense? This should not happen. They have a product that they want to sell. They're going to keep increasing production. Meanwhile, the price is falling off the cliff. Look, OPEC has made it clear for many years now. They believe that $100 per barrel is a fair price. Now, this is being done on purpose to punish the Russian economy. Other things as well, but this is economic warfare 101. And it's going to lead to a shooting war, Greg. Not only is it going to lead to a shooting war, this is the grand plan. They need to do this. We are watching epic events occur. People have been saying for years, where's the collapse? Where is it? It's now. Look at the actions of the world central banks. They're becoming more and more desperate, Greg. They're slashing interest rates. They're going negative interest rates. Russia is now participating in this currency war. They just slashed their benchmark interest rates. So now we have another participant. The Federal Reserve will follow suit despite the garbage that is coming out of the Federal Reserve president. It's nonsense. There's no possible way they can raise rates.
You say that they want to have a shooting war. Explain why. I think I know why. But in simple terms, why do they? I mean, it just sounds so polar opposite of what anybody who's a leader would want. Why? Who would want war? It's destructive. It kills people.
Exactly, right. Well, you know, it goes back to this. Let me put the most basic spin on this. We have a global economy that is dependent on debt expansion in perpetuity. It can never stop. This is what people don't understand, that we have a system on a global scale. All the world economies have this, okay? A system dependent on the acquisition of debt, not wealth creation, debt expansion. I want people to think about that. Once a system like this fiat monetary system, is adopted, you know, it already starts to die at the very, very beginning. Now, we're witnessing the end of this cycle. It's a cycle like anything else now. This event, which we're watching happen right now, and we can see it unfolding by the action of the World Central Bank. This is cracks in the debt bubble, okay? This event is going to create a resource issue on a scale that is unimaginable. So we're witnessing the collapse of this system now. There's no reason to wait for it to happen. It's happening. So they're going to incite a war. They need to incite a war to begin a blame game. The Russians are going to blame the United States. The United States is going to blame Russia for the collapse of the monetary system. So this is all they're doing. They're looking for a scapegoat here. And the war is going to be the scapegoat. And there's no doubt about it.
So what we're seeing is desperation. He says the whole system is based upon debt. The whole system is based upon predatory debt, right? So if it is a predatory system, then it is parasitic, right? The dictionary, Merriam-Webster's dictionary tells us that the word parasite is an animal or plant that lives in or on another animal or plant and gets food or protection from it. A person or thing that takes something from someone or something else and does not do anything to earn it or deserve it. A person who exploits the hospitality of the rich and earns welcome by flattery. An organism living in, with, or on another organism. This is something that America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and all of the white nations are trying to fight to preserve. Their succubus system, as I continue to tell you, that the whole system is a vampire. It sucks the blood and the natural resources from the Aboriginal people so they can sustain their life. But this cannot go on forever, especially when a cure has been introduced by God in person. So this is pushing the nations to war, right? And as Muhammad teaches us, one of the prophets of the Bible prophesied in regard to America. As the morning spreads abroad upon the mountain, a great and strong people set in battle array. This is the setting of the nations for a showdown to determine who will live on the earth, right? We're seeing it. Do you know what's going on right now? Bet you are not aware that America is conducting war games off the coast of Africa right now. Bet you're not aware of that, huh? Did you know that now North Korea, Cuba, and Russia have decided to hold joint war games, the first ever? These are the nations picking sides, right? Did you know that Russia right now, and it began last night, which is yesterday in Russia, that Russia began one of the largest air defense drills in Siberia and in the Baltic Sea? It included the use of S-300s, which are they're better than anything that the Western civilization has, an air defense system. Plus, they have another generation of air defense systems, which include the S-400 and the S-500. The S-400 just came in line. And the bulk systems, they are going to practice repelling airstrikes and shooting down fighter aircraft in over 50 drills. This is going on now. You're not doing all of these things for nothing. You're not doing all these things, and this costs tens of millions and even billions of dollars because you have to get the logistics right before. And these are snap elections. So they're seeing some. This is a warning. And notice that this warning comes after a Russian politician warned America about the threat of introducing more arms into Ukraine. America was sure-fired to put some arms up in there. That's all you heard for the last few days about what they were going to do and how they were going to put more weapons and how they are training Ukrainians in Western Ukraine. And a Russian, an important Russian leader said that if they do this, this would show Russia that America is for the escalation of not only tensions in Ukraine, between Russia and America also. And they would have to respond in kind. And so, not less than 12 hours after he spoke those words, Russia is holding massive war drills. These things are not done in a vacuum. This is because God is pushing the nations toward each other in conflict. Where's my fall of a message to the black man? Here we are. Message to the black man. Messenger Muhammad tells us. He says, there is not a civilized government of people at this writing that is not in trouble and trying to find a solution to the cause. All the nations, see, the word all encompasses everything, right? Everything. Telling you, he's giving you an idea of what to look for and what we'll see. And that's why the Bible teaches us that all of the nations would be in turmoil. They would be in chaos. All. He said he uses the word all, right? Let's go to the Webster's Dictionary because we have to get an understanding of what is being said to us. The word all means the whole, entire, total amount, quantity, or extent of every member or part of the whole, number, or sum of. So all of the nations, he said, all right? This is what he says, brothers and sisters. Listen. He says, all of the nations of the earth are so corrupt with other than good that they cannot come to any agreement on peace with each other, then carry it into practice. What about the Geneva Convention with Syria? What about America leaving Afghanistan and letting Afghanistan be independent? What about Iraq, leaving Iraq? What about leaving North Africa? What about the agreements that they've agreed in Ukraine? None of them have been lived up to by none of the parties, right? Why? Because the time for war has come. Right? Muhammad tells us, let's go a little further, black man, black woman. Bear with me. He says, the disagreement and corruption today is seen not in the only in the Christian world of Europe and America, but also in the very heart of the Holy Land and in Africa and Asia. What are we seeing today? Look at Saudi Arabia. Look at all these nations, so-called Muslim nations, helping the infidel to fight against Islam. Look at what's going on today. Look at what is taking place from the Holy Land, from North Africa, all the way up into what they term as the Middle East. There's wars and rumors of wars. There's backstabbing, right? So the effect of the devil has now seeped from Europe and has encompassed the entire globe. We see economic desperation. Look at what the Saudis are doing with the oil, right? Economic desperation. And Russia is flexing her muscle. NATO is flexing their muscle. China and North Korea are flexing their muscle. India is flexing her muscle. And what does that mean? It shows us that these are signs of war to come. So we are really living in times of economic desperation and signs of war. This is news like you've never seen or heard before. Let's go a little further. He says, the disagreement and corruption today is seen not only in the Christian world of Europe and America, but also in the very heart of the Holy Land in Africa and Asia. Corruption started in Europe, and now it has spread over 9/10 of the population of the people of Earth. It has caused the dissatisfaction of nearly 100% of the civilized nation. There's no one satisfied with anyone or anything, right? So we're moving closer to war, right? America's not deploying warships to Asia for peace. She's not deploying warships to Africa for peace. She's not deploying warplanes to Europe for peace. The word war implies something, right? She's not, you don't never see her when she's talking about this is for peace and stability. She's never saying, I'm deploying my peace brigade, my peace ships, my peace helicopters, my peace planes, my peace whatever, right? It's always war. And how can you have this and talk about you want peace? So listen what he goes on to say. Dissatisfaction has reached such a percentage that it is bound to bring about universal war since the corruption is universal. The corruption is universal. Look at what's going on in Greece. Look at what's going on in Spain. Look at what's going on in Italy. The corruption has the people rattling and rumbling. Look at Yemen. America's footprint is to split the nation in two again. Look at what she's doing to Libya. The rumblings of war over economic desperation. They were desperate not to let Gaddafi start the gold-backed dinar, which would be the currency of a United States of Africa, right? They were desperate not to let Saddam Hussein switch his money over to euros and not accept all payments in dollars again, right? Look at what they were scared and desperate that Syria would play a great part in the pipeline politics between America and Russia. So they injected terrorist elements from the same people that they injected into Libya. They have now injected into Syria to destabilize and balkanize Syria so that Russia or any other nation could not profit from the pipeline politics. That's economic desperation and more signs of war that have come upon us, right? We go to this. He says something very major. Where's the fall of America? I believe it's page 102 or 103. Let's go to 102. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, and he said this Gregory Manorino says something very important. He said, some of you are wondering when will the collapse come. But I warn you that we are living in it now. This is what he's saying, right? Page 102, Fall of America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says to us, black man, this is the end of the rule of the white man. Allah came to kill them for mistreating the black one slave here in America. America says in Isaiah that he will kill our enemy and call us by another name, black brother. Listen to what he said. He goes back to this word black brother again, or black man, right? So he's emphasizing something to you who are descendants from slaves here in America. He, to use these words back to back, or to use them in the same paragraph, means he's trying to emphasize something or catch someone's attention. And the attention who he's trying to connect to or catch is the black man who is slaves of America, or the black one, right? He says, listen, black brother, this is going on right in your eyes, but you still think that the time is prolonged to the distant future and that you will not live to see it. Then listen what Elijah Muhammad throws on us. I say to you all, in truth, so everything else is a falsehood. So if he says something to us in truth, and someone else is telling you something that is diametrically opposed or totally opposite, they're telling you something in the false, right? This is common sense. This is just basic analytical skills. This is the truth. He says, but I say to you all, in truth, that you are living in it now. Right? Isn't that what Gregory Mandarino just said? All praise and due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, you should be happy today that a God has come in person to deliver truth to you, to make you whole again, and to give you the knowledge of yourself as this world goes and spins out of control. Because this is where we are today, in a world that has lost grips on reality. I want you to listen closely to what he says about the system as it nears its end. So pay close attention, black man and black woman.
What about it?
Well, here's something that backs up your point. You've been talking about how they keep having to put money into the system, and they have to put money into the system, otherwise it dies. Is that right?
Period, the end. Yes.
So if they don't put money into the system, what happens?
What's that?
If they don't put more money into the system, borrow more into the system, what happens to the system?
It implodes, completely implodes. I mean, well, we've seen this already. The European debt crisis, you remember that, Greg? All you listeners, I'm sure they remember hearing about the European debt crisis. Well, you know, our policymakers said, hey, you know, we restructured their debt. We fixed the problem. Really? What just happened recently? The European Central Bank has engaged now in Japan-style, Federal Reserve-style quantitative easing, huge, bigger than anyone thought that they would. This is how they're fixing the debt problem, Greg, adding more debt to it. It can't happen. It cannot happen. It's impossible. So when you have these world leaders coming out, they can't tell people that the system is based on debt, Greg. Debt expansion, period. They can't tell the people that it's a system that if we stop pulling monies from the future, borrowing them into existence, it will collapse. Why do people think, really, that the United States has an $18-plus trillion debt? Is it a system based upon that? Why is it that we can't have a balanced budget? Well, because that would limit spending. So all policymakers are going to do anything and everything to come up with more and more reasons to borrow cash into existence to prop up the system.
And glad you brought that up, because here's this headline. This came out last Friday in USA Today. And, you know, President Obama is, and I think any president would do this, Democrat or Republican, they want, you know, a 7% bump in spending. They want, just like you said, I mean, we have $18 trillion-plus cash deficit, and we want more spending? That's going to fix things? That's preposterous. That's just bizarre.
It is. Well, it is bizarre to anyone who understands how the system works, Greg. It's a system that is absolutely insane. Think about it this way, Greg. We have allowed, through the mechanism of central banking, we have allowed institutions to convince us, well, I'm not convinced, and I know you're not convinced, and I know that your listeners aren't convinced, that the paper that they print out of thin air with numbers on it is real money. In other words, the central banks have created a product out of thin air trying to convince all of us that this is real money, and saying, yeah, this is real money. So it's bizarre. Now, this system that they have adopted, this debt-based model dependent on debt expansion, has to go on. It can never, ever stop, Greg. And this is why I believe sincerely we are there at the end now. And how do we know we're at the end? Look at the actions of the world central banks. Again, they are becoming so desperate, so absolutely desperate that they have to continue to slash rates, go negative with rates, charging people to keep cash in banks. And I'll tell you something else that's going on here that people really need to pay attention to. Look, you know I'm a stock guy, I'm a market guy, I have to look at a lot of things. But one thing that is so important to look at is the bond market or the debt market. What we're witnessing now, Greg, here in the United States, is a flattening of the yield curve. This is a big tell to where the economy is going here in the United States. Now, the narrative from the mainstream media is we're in an economic boom here in the United States. Everything is just great here. If that were the truth, we would not see the yield curve becoming flat like this. Not only is the yield curve flat, but overall, yields are dropping. Just at the end of last week, we saw the 10-year drop to 1.67%. This is huge. This is the bond market talking. It's saying, okay, everyone, what the mainstream media is telling you about an economic recovery is not true. When anyone can look this up. Flattening yield curve is a big, it's an omen, a bad omen, saying bad economic times are ahead. Now, the strength of the dollar, just real quick, Greg, this is a fear trade. Understand, I know that these are all relative, the currencies to each other, but when you see the dollar going parabolic with a flattening yield curve, huge tell, absolutely huge. And it also, again, it puts the narrative from the mainstream media that everything is great in a completely new light.
Muhammad tells us, the sciences of America know that America is on her way out. Ha, ha, ha. What is he? He is a market scientist. He's an economic scholar. What is he telling you? That not only is America on her way out, but the entire system is imploding upon itself. He say they're desperate. And so they continue to prop up it with money printing lies and falsifications. Listen to what Muhammad says. We have been deceived of righteousness and justice and equality by the arch deceiver. We have been taken from the knowledge of self as being the true people of God, and that God is present seeking us to place us again in the orbit of the divine supreme being, where we can rotate in submission to the will of God as the entire universe is doing, except the white race. We cannot, let me repeat that, we cannot set up a better government for our people by using the corrupt political activities of this people, the arch deceivers. Why, Muhammad? Because all of their work was based upon deceiving the nations. It wasn't based upon bringing us all into unity. It was based upon deceit. And how can deceit survive in a world, that in a universe that was created in truth? It cannot. The truth is killing off the falsehood, because it is time that the light shines. Let your light shine, black man and woman. Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 757, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family. We stand to you. Assalamu alaikum. 757. Okay, it must have been an accident. We'll go back to this. And he says that they see nothing but dread coming. This is what Mr. Gregory Mannarino was saying, that they see nothing but dread coming to them. Or dark days ahead. Well, if you turn to page 75, all of America, Elijah Muhammad foretold you this, and he said it. Mr. Gregory Mannarino just reading the script of history that was already spoken and written. Listen to what he says. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. Someone is about to take away your enjoyable independence. The white race here in America has done the worst to the black people who helped the white man to build up the country of America and to make it suitable and to bring in this enjoyable independence. But the white race in America has angered God due to the evil done to us after our 400 years here under the white race. The white race still desires to mistreat and to kill us all the day long. Listen to this part as we go into this. The white man hates his black slave. You don't believe so? Look at all of these police killings. Look at all these justifiable homicides, right? That they're and we know all of them were unjustified. Look at how they're treating you. Look at how the police are brutalizing your women out on the street. You don't think he hates you? Look at how he's playing double politics in the court system when you go to jail for 40 years for having an ounce of cocaine, a piece of crack, and the white man has an ounce of cocaine or a kilo of cocaine, and he gets probation. You don't think he's after you? You don't think he hates you? You don't think with 90% of the total population of the prison system comprising you for small and petty crimes? You don't think that God is justified in coming after this man? You don't think that your open enemy is seeing you as his prey? Listen to what he goes on to say. The white man hates his black slave, while the black slave should be hating the white man for mistreating the black slave. But the white man has made the black slave to love him so well that when the white man mistreats him, the black slave would not dislike the white man for mistreating him. Isn't that the truth? Not all white people like that. Some of them are good. How in the hell do you know? When your whole life has been bad under this brutal leader, brutal people, brutal system, brutal government, and brutal nation. You know not the way of peace. You don't know good. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that the Bible says that we all have been made bad, and God has to come to make us good. So how can you be a good person and no good when you are living in a lap of unrighteousness? When good shines on you, you shun it because you've been in the darkness too long. But as Mr. Gregory Manarino talks about the collapse and the desperation of the Fed, the central banks, and the governments around the world, and especially America, Muhammad goes to the point, and Gregory just bore him witness. Muhammad says, now the time of God has arrived. So evidently, if God has arrived, it was someone else in his stead before he came, right? He was not always present in a certain sense. So if he has arrived, that means he has come. But why would he come? Why would he leave something and come somewhere else in a judgment? That means that he is unhappy with the place that he came, right? So he says, now the time of God has arrived, the time that Allah must, see it and say, you, me, we, us, they, them, the time that Allah must separate the black slave and his white slave master and bring freedom to the black slave. See, it's incumbent upon God now. He can't walk away from this because the prophet spoke it, history has written it, and time is bringing it about. It must be. It is obligatory, right, for the God to do that. Oh, black man, black woman, smile. This is your day. Don't get mad. This is your day. The word must means, right? You want to hear it? Be commanded or requested to, urged to, or by all means, compelled by physical necessity, be obliged to. Be required, this is the point we get right here, be required by law, custom, or moral conscience too, right? So God is required by divine law to separate the black and the white. He is required by his own prophets and the words that he inspired them with to do the separating, right? Then he goes further here, he says this, independence is fine. If we can keep and maintain independence. Let's go back a little bit. I want you to go back to this paragraph before this. Listen to what he says here. This is even more important. And this is borne witness by what you just heard Mr. Gregory Manarino says about the desperation and about what's going on with the system and how the system is imploding. And they are desperate and they're scared at what they see coming. Muhammad says, so we see the power of our enemy being broken by God in destroying the power of the white man. Power to maintain his sway over the whole world. How can he make, well, first of all, what is sway? All right? That's what we should be asking first. Because sometimes we'll read something and we don't understand what we're reading. It says a controlling force or influence. That's what sway is. A controlling force or influence. The action or an instance of swaying or being swayed. An inclination or deflection caused by or something, right? and you know this is coming up on here too, but I want you to pay close attention, black man, black woman. So the sway is his influence, his power. What is his power, black man? What is his power? His power is bagged or is the dollar, the euro, his economy, right? When he gets mad at you, what does he do? When he can't influence you, when he can't force his policy on you, what does he do? He uses his sway over you. What is that? He sanctions you, right? That's what he does. So Muhammad says, so we see the power of our enemy being broken by God and destroying the power of the white man. Power to maintain his sway over the world, whole world, right? So his power, his economic power is being broken. It's being flatlined by God. And what is a flatlining indicator? As you've heard on this show before, we continue to tell you about what they call the Baltic Index, right? The Baltic Index gives you it's a chart that gives you an idea of global trade and what is going on in global commerce. And when that shows negativity, it shows us that the commerce or the trade between nations are being cut asunder, right? And in the Theology of Time, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us that God would go after and he would break the power of a white man. I've read that to you. And it says that he would go about it by what? Breaking the white man's power of trade. This is, brothers and sisters, you've got to pay close attention to what he says. Listen to what he says. Right here. Now God wants to deliver you and me and destroy them. He breaks their power to rule. He brings to a knot their trade between each other. This is going on now. The Baltic Index, right? Well, let us see what's going on. Okay, black man, black woman, pay close attention to this, all right?
And take a look at the, I brought this up in my weekly news wrap-up last week. They keep telling us we have this great recovery. And I just want to bring up one thing, just a recent thing. And that's home ownership is at fresh 20-year lows. Now, we're back to 1994 home ownership. What was the rate back then for 30-year money?
Oh,
8%?
Something like that.
And then now it's 4%, and we're back to where we were in 94? So the money printing is having less and less effect, like you need a bigger dose of heroin to get the same high. And something you brought up in the pre-interview, the Baltic Dry Index, I know that is down near where it was, maybe even below, before the crash of 2008. But you have another caveat for that.
Oh, absolutely. It's at a historic low for this time of the year. The Baltic Dry Index is a huge tell of what's going on the global economy. Look, it's no secret to anyone who even has one or two functioning brain cells, Greg, that the global economy is slowing down. And I've been screaming from rooftops since forever that the United States is not immune to what's going on, despite what our policymakers and the mainstream want you to believe. They need to keep this narrative going. It's unbelievable. It's such a lie, and there are so many ways to tell that they're lying. Just look at certain things, like the Baltic Dry Index, like home ownership came down to a two-decade low, like the money velocity being at a 55-year low, like labor force participation rate being at an almost four-decade low. You could just keep going on and on, like the flattening yield curve. I mean, anyone who just knows where to look and isn't being distracted by the nonsense can see this as clear as day.
All praise is due to Allah. If you're not distracted with this Super Bowl nonsense, this foolishness about deflated footballs and the so-called secret orders, You can look and see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings in everything. What did he say? Allah goes to work to break their power by breaking their what? Trade. And what is the greatest barometer of the global trade? The Baltic Index. And it is at unprecedented historic lows for this time. So that means the commerce or the trade between nations is coming to a standstill, a halt. So that means the economies are imploding, right? So that means the economic power or their sway over the globe is being destroyed, right? Talk back to me, black man and black woman, on this truth. God is good, ain't he? All the time. Listen, we go further. I'm trying to get a few more things in for you, black man and black woman. Give me time with you, okay? If we go over 1 or 2 minutes, don't be hard on me. Just give me a few minutes. because I'm trying to allow you to understand the criticalness of the situation that we are in, the dire state of world affairs for the Anglo. It's a beautiful day for you. Don't you ever forget that, because your God is on the scene and he is making himself known in a very, very visible way by breaking their power. Listen closely to what they see coming, black man, black woman.
Can see this as clear as day.
Before a crash, do we get a war before a crash? I mean, isn't that what Netanyahu's coming here for? I mean, I don't want to take sides, but the Israelis killed an Iranian general. They're obviously pissed. The Israelis have Hezbollah to the north and Hamas to the south, and now Iran's saying they want to attack them from the east to the West Bank. So they have some legitimate security concerns. But all of that to say, the new wrinkle, I brought this up in my weekly news wrap-up, and that was that Iran said it was going to attack Israel directly. That they even put through channels to the State Department that Iran was going, not Hamas or Hezbollah, that they were going to attack. Do we get a war before we get a crash, or do we get a war and a crash, or a crash and a war? How is this going to turn out? Or is it crashing now and we're going to get a war?
Well, wars are going on right now, and what people need to understand here, okay, economic warfare is war. It's war. So you can take all these things that are going on over in the Middle East. You can look at what's going on between the United States and Russia right now. This is war. World War III, beyond any shadow of a doubt, is already here. Not only is World War III already here and playing out, we have the collapse of the monetary system occurring right now. It's happening now, Greg. Again, this is the thing that all of us have been talking about. I can't stress this enough. We are here. We are at, the moment in time where this all, again, I believe, is going to start to accelerate here. And we can see this accelerating by what, Jim Rickards, you had on here. He's been saying forever, we're in a currency war. Well, this currency war really got a kick in the rear with what the ECB has done, the depegging of the Swiss from the euro. We're going to start to see more of this, Greg. There's no doubt about it. And this is all just going to get, again, to a point where I think the people that are still asleep are going to wake up. And that's the moment that I'm afraid of, Greg, because those people that have been indoctrinated into the school of zombieism, because they're all zombies, when they wake up, you have to understand what this means. When they realize the system that they have been told is real, doesn't even exist, that's when fear is going to set in. And that's why our governments, again, have us under surveillance. Everywhere there's cameras, everywhere they're watching what we're doing. They're watching the video. I guarantee it. And they're afraid of people like us and people that watch videos like these or participate in this alternative media. They don't want people to be awake. They need us to be dumbed down. Unfortunately, that's the state of the affairs of most people. They have no conception of what's going on right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, he calls the people who are asleep zombies, right? We have been saying that on the show for the longest, because you're walking around here at high noon, you're breathing, but there's no life in you. You're brain dead. You're fascinated with Steve Harvey's show and the 24-hour talk shows and the foolishness and the tight clothes and all of the nails and the fancy cars. This is what you have been fascinated with, right? And as he said, the collapse is going on right now. And he fears when the people wake up. He fears that moment, that epiphany, that moment when you realize that the dead rise. The word zombie, according to the dictionary, means a person who moves very slowly and is not aware, listen to this part, and is not aware of what is happening, especially because of being very tired. See, they drug you through the mud for 5 centuries nearly. You're tired of it. You're tired of the police brutality. You're tired of the wars. You're tired of the lack. You're tired of the want. You're tired of the hungry, right? And then they dazzle a little news about, and not making light of this, of Bobby Brown's daughter, and that's all you talk about. Bill Cosby, that's all you talk about. They drip this there to keep you brain dead to the reality of the time and the responsibility on you and yours in this time. So you are fascinated because you are tired and you've been worn out. You're no longer aware of what's going on, right? This is what they say. This is the definition of it. But pretty sure that you know every stat that took place in the Super Bowl, but you didn't know that definition. And he says that he is fearful of that, right? And the leaders are fearful of that. Well, Messenger Muhammad says, the people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and fearfulness has taken hold upon the people, black man and black woman. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? All praise is due to Allah. Somebody's calling me. You see me on the air. You on the air. You looking at me and you calling. Come on now, black man. Show some sense. All right, listen. As we go forth, we're seeing the manifestation of Allah's truth as revealed to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. None of you can call in and dispute this. I mean, I'm going over page, verse, and chapter, and I'm playing the clips. You may want to dispute with me because you might not like me or you might not like Elijah Muhammad, but you can't dispute with the facts. And these facts are being brought up to show you the truth of God, right? So we're in the midst of war because of the economic desperation. All of these signs of war shows us that the world is scared as hell over the consequences of the evil and the wickedness that they put on everybody else. This white man, he's got to reap what he sow, or else God is a liar. See, let me get a point across to you before we go to the next clip. There's a law, an innate law, that was preserved and founded in the foundation of the universe. It is called cause and effect. It is called karma. Some people call it karma. Some people call it retribution. Some people call it judgment, whatever you want to call it. This law here states that, and science bears witness, that every action receives a counter-reaction, and that counter-reaction is either equal to or greater than the action put out, right? This is science. Go look it up in your science textbooks. There is no exemptions to this rule outside of the God who wants to, if he wanted to remove it, right? But let us look at the rule itself. And then let us look at white privilege and Anglo-arrogance. If you do something, they run your history down. And they hold you responsible not for just the crime that you are accused of, but for everything in your past record, right? For everything. They give the world hell for 6,000 years, and they believe that they are the exemption to the rule. Do you see the madness? Killing and robbing and occupying. They're still occupying America and some of the Latin states and Africa and some of the Asian nations. And they don't believe that judgment is due to them. They believe that they escaped judgment. How is this true? If this is true, I want for you Christians and you Muslims who don't understand, if this is true, then God and the laws of the universe and science and mathematics is a lie. But if God is the truth and science and mathematics and the laws of the universe are preserved in truth, then that means their thinking of white privilege is a lie. And so we're seeing the manifestation of cause and effect. Cause and effect. They have caused the world to go haywire, and now they're receiving the effects of their 6,000-year rule. Retribution, karma, judgment. And let us go a little further and listen to what he says to you who are listening. Pay close attention to this, because this man is telling you he's so flabbergasted at what he sees coming. He doesn't know what to do. And I want you to pay close attention. Even if we stop streaming live, if you're still on, please be careful on the phone because they'll disconnect you and you can't call in when we're streaming live. I mean, when we're not streaming live, when we're just in the recording phase. So please hold on, especially you on the internet also. But hold on and listen to these clips. I got two clips. They're short clips, but I want you to pay close attention to this one right here.
You know, I have people tell me that, you know, tell what the normal guy, the little guy can do. And, you know, they don't want to hear what I have to say. I mean, and I just want to get your comment on this. I say, listen, you got a data package? Yeah. On your smartphone? Yeah. Throw it in the trash can. Get rid of it. You got cable TV? Get rid of it. You go out to eat? Stop it. Are you going to buy a new car? Don't. Do you have stored food and water and some cash? You need that. And they don't want to do that. They don't want to cut. They just want, just tell me how to be unscrewed where I don't have to do anything. And I'm sorry, but aren't little people going to get hammered, especially if they don't prepare?
Hammered? Hammered isn't even the word here, Greg. Again, if people just need to know one thing, that is this. Well, let's just go back to what people need to do right now. We, because of the currency war, what does this currency war mean to people, the average guy? It means that the world central banks, they're going to devalue their product that they have convinced everyone is real money. If they're going to devalue it, they're telling us they're going to do it. They're not hiding it. They're saying, hey, everyone, we're going to devalue our currency, so we need to get out of it. It's an asset like anything else, so you switch into another asset. Look at gold, for example, okay? The month of January, we've seen the biggest gain, and I believe in 3 years with regard to precious metals. This is where it's... You just look. You just got to know where to look, and that's where you need to look. You get out of their system. You put your wealth, whatever wealth you might have or are hoping to preserve, into another asset right now, period. With regard to the school of thought regarding regular people, Greg, they don't want to pay attention to these things. They are so stuck in the box that they've been put in, and they're unable to think outside that box. It's frightening, and this is, again, where my fear comes is when these zombies start to really wake up. Because, Greg, all of this comes down to resources, period. This debt bubble is not just a financial problem, Greg, and I can't stress this enough. I have written articles about this over and over, videos about this over and over. It's a resource problem. When the debt bubble cracks, it's cracking, and bursts, resources, basic things to live, will not be available. It's going to be pandemonium in the streets everywhere, right here in the United States, especially here in the United States, because here, look, I know you as well, we have friends all over the world that converse with these people. They're more awake in other parts of the world than right here in the United States. These people, Greg, are just, they've been purposely dumbed down to not pay attention to what's going on, to have a life that is so complicated that they can't think about anything like this. They can't think about the debt expansion that needs to continue to go on, the fact that their money is becoming worth less and less, the narrative from the mainstream media that's shoved down their throats every single day, if they even watch that. Most of them are stuck in some other kind of silly paradigm.
Deflated footballs.
That too. But this is part of the distraction. It really, really is.
They know that it is at the end, but you have been fascinated with foolishness. Muhammad goes on page one. I'll go to 757 again. I'll try to get you again. But wait a minute. Let me finish this up. 103, Fall of America. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, I'll tell you, this man is so right. Woo! He says, it is so shameful for you to sit and let your voices be heard on the radio and television answering the filthy questions that the white man is asking concerning your own personal self and the way that you think. Stop right there. Nicki Minaj. All of these other people get on TV and start crying and start telling their personal life. And that's your personal life. They start telling all this stuff. The devil is tempting you. What is your sexuality? Well, I like women and men. I like such and such. I like threesomes. See, the devil is putting you out there to show God, to look, I made this nigga, and look how this nigga is acting. You don't need him or her. This is what he's doing. Muhammad goes further and says, the white man is only trying to choose you to go to hell with him. That white man knows that there is no heaven for him. There will be a remnant of them saved, but the majority are going down and they are taking a fighting chance of it in the way of deceiving you to go along with them. That is the reason, listen to this, that is the reason both books, the Bible and Holy Quran, teach us not to let the arch deceivers deceive us. But the devil is doing it night and day. Why do you think he has these 24-hour talk shows talking among you and with you, if it is not to get you to agree with him to go so that you will go along with them to their doom? Stop right there. When Muhammad was talking this, there were no 24-hour talk shows. I want you to understand that. This is a new revelation. The 24-hour, they have channels with nothing but talk shows, nothing but game shows, nothing but relationship shows. So he's speaking, but he's telling you all what to look for and what the devil would use to deceive you in this time, in the day of his fall, right? Yet you go silently in the night to his doom with him. We go to the 757. 757, you're on the Star and Crescent Report with Crescent Cyberspace Family. We say, assalamu alaikum. We'll go back. Now, listen, black man and black woman, I'm going to get this last clip in, and then I'm going to read something, and I'm not going to hold your time. But I do want you to pay close attention. And if you get a chance to listen to this show again, because this devil is giving up something, and you see them bearing witness to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They won't come straight out and say Elijah told you. That's not in their nature, most of them. But Elijah had already foretold these things, and it is clear to see we're doing a comparative analysis. I'm reading to you what Elijah say. You're listening to what the devil is now saying. Did Elijah go over to them, or did God force the devil through time and circumstances to bear witness to Elijah? These are the things that you should be contemplating today, because your salvation lies in the balance. And listen to this.
That we do have responsibility to the next guy, whether you know him or her personally, the whole world will be a better place, period.
Does it blow this year, 2015, currency, war, both?
Greg, you know, this has been, I think, something that's been very difficult, because I think the world central banks are going to continue to do things that are unbelievable to keep this propped up. Again, I don't think that, let's say, for example, if we were to come down right now on President Obama's watch, he wants to be known as the president that let the global economy come down here. Could it happen? Will the free market finally do its job? It may, Greg. It may, because that's the thing that people need to understand.
Could the free market overwhelm what they're doing?
Well, yes, I absolutely believe that. You have to understand that all of this, it has to balance out at one point. All of the capital misallocations, all of the distortions that have been created in every single asset class here, all of the derivatives that are associated with this, everything has to balance out at one particular point, Greg. And when that happens, again, don't look at the stock market, everyone. That's not where you want to look. You want to be looking at the bond market. That's where I always look. And again, we're watching this flattening yield curve. We're watching the dollar go parabolic. These are signs that things are not looking good as we move forward here. Will it collapse in 2015? I really can't say that, but we're watching it come down now. When the whole brunt of this hits, who knows? But the people really know, have to realize that right now is the moment to be paying attention to. Debt bubble is cracking. The system is collapsing now. Look at South American countries. Their economies
Brazil's in trouble.
Exactly. They're coming apart. To them, the collapse is here now. To us here in the United States, that thing seems okay. Why? Because the U.S. dollar is still the world reserve currency. That is changing, Greg. We all realize the U.S. dollar is losing its reserve status. We have a situation here. Let me put another perspective on this. We spoke about the money velocity. I watch the money velocity like a hawk. The rate at which cash is moving through an economy is key. We are at 55-year lows. The Federal Reserve, a lot of people don't understand this, is printing cash in the thin air at a blinding pace. You want to see this in real time? Go to the U.S. debt clock. Look at money creation, Greg. It's off the charts. Not only is that going on, and I've been saying this lately, the United States Federal Reserve, of all the world central banks, is the most desperate of them all. And how do we know that, Greg? Again, this backdoor quantitative easing program that they've been actually instituting for at least 3 to 4 years now. I think it started in 2012 when they started requiring banks to buy debt. So they had their backdoor QE going on. Well, they had their front door QE going on, and now they're still requiring banks to buy debt, Greg, and they're still printing cash at a blinding pace. So what people need to understand is that the Federal Reserve is still doing the QE through this backdoor mechanism.
Now, the Holy Quran teaches us in chapter 42, verse 47, hearken to your Lord before there comes from Allah the day which there is no averting. You will have no refuge on that day, nor will it be yours to make a denial. Why? Because the truth is so plain, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, in this day and time, that not even a fool should err. And if you are erring after this truth has been made manifest to you, then you are making yourself less than a fool. You understand? We see, as Muhammad teaches us on page 214 of Our Savior Has Arrived. And I know I'm going from book to book teaching now, but I want you to understand the connection point. There's dots here, and we have a connecting point to each one because the teachings are seamless teachings, and they go from one book to the other, intertwined, to wake you up from this slumber. Muhammad says, we are living in a great day of God and man. Allah now desires to take for himself to reign over the nations of the earth. There are two gods. One God is the God of evil, and the other is the God of righteousness and justice. The nature of the two gods is so much different from the other that it makes it impossible for one God to yield to the other God because of their nature. See, this is what's going on. The old world is printing money and causing war because they're trying to sustain their world. The white man is a god in his own right, right? Look at his magnificent world that he has built under deceit. But now the God of truth is on the scene, and he is removing that which is a hindrance of the natural state and order of things. So we see economic desperation and more signs of war. Muhammad goes further and says, unrighteousness and injustice have triumphed over the people for the past 6,000 years. The unjust God was not one to give up his place for the God of justice. Well, we cannot blame him since by nature he was made a god, a ruler. But his time is out and his rule is up. He is now in the time of the other god, the god of righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. What is Elijah Muhammad talking about? When Adam was given dominion, that means he was given power to rule. He's not just going to get out of his throne and walk away. Hell, Adam has been building up for the day of war. And so the God must come to kill him because Adam is not going willingly. He's not just going to lay down and die for another one to pick up the throne and sit in it. That's why we see all the signs of war. Desperation is everywhere. So Muhammad does a comparison with this. He says, so this is a great day, the passing away of one world and the coming in of another world. We have suffered under the evil that the devil was made for. Up until this very minute, he wants to do all the evil that he can do, regardless to the Bible and the Holy Quran teaching that Allah will reward him and me for every good act or work, good work. Look at it. In the day of his judgment, instead of him turning and trying to do right, he is persecuting more wars, trying to surround the world with missile systems and bases, and trying to fight God in space, out of space, and underneath the earth, underneath the water, on the surface of the water, and in the air. Even to this day. And it's never enough. $1 trillion is never enough. Each year, each month, he's asking for more money for war, more money for weapons, not more money for education, not no more money for health, not more money for a system to maintain righteousness, but for degradation, for war. And he was given over to a reprobate mind to do all these unseemly things. So Muhammad tells us that everything is being changed from the old to a new thing. And when change takes place, there's a little resistance here. But a new order is coming in. A new world is coming in. A new civilization, a new system, a new God, and a new people who will be gods themselves. But Muhammad warns us in the last sentence, we must qualify for the new. Are you qualifying or are you paying lip service? That one's on you. Think about it. We'll see you Thursday as we go out in both God and his messenger's name and love and hope that all of you hear this divine truth from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his God. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com. And click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.